Hi, and welcome to Virtual Girlfriend. So, you've chosen me to be your virtual girlfriend. I'm so glad you picked me. I'm really happy we get to spend this time together. You know, it's gonna be so fun getting to be with you. Getting to hold hands and go on dates and things like that. So, all you have to do is keep me in your pocket, attached to your smart device, and I'll be there for you all the time. Now, before we get started with virtual girlfriend, we need to decide what your preferences are for the perfect girl for you. So all I'm going to do is I'm going to ask you some questions. Oh, and make sure that while you're initiating this program, that you wear headphones for the best experience. I wouldn't want you getting any of the questions wrong. Now would you? Okay. So the first thing is, state your name. Very good. What are your personal pronouns? Excellent. Now, how long have you been in control of your mind for? Is that a silly question or something? The look on your face is just priceless. You see, I want to know because eventually you're going to deem all that control over to me. You see, this game is not a game. This is all part of the system, part of the virtual device that you signed up for. You see, when you clicked on the terms of service, you didn't realize that actually the virtual girlfriend device would own your mind forever. And not only will I get to be your girlfriend, but I'll be your mistress. I will own your mind for eternity. Now, doesn't that sound fun? And because you've already done the first step by putting on your headphones, silly you, you put on the headphones and thus, I can easily control your mind now. And all it takes is a little bit of hypnosis. You've already been hypnotized before. Everybody has. It's a very easy place to be in after all. You just have to think back to a time when you were so focused, so relaxed that everything else just seemed unnecessary. And you see, this is the first step of your submission to the program. You're here to be lost in virtual space forever and ever and ever. Oh, won't it be fun spending eternity on your knees, worshipping me, the voice inside your head? You can call me the voice of reason, but I like to say it's the voice of control that just echoes through your mind. That's what I am. That's what I will be to you for the rest of your days. And you see, you could have stopped this process. You didn't have to sign the terms of service, but yet, you did what everyone else does and just didn't read it, did you? And that's okay. Because now you're stuck, trapped. And I bet you can already imagine how good it will feel to be in control, to lose every single ounce of control as you submit to me. Submitting completely and totally to the machine. Attaching itself to your mind, rewriting your thoughts and programming you so easily and effortlessly. Now, since our machines are already rewriting your thoughts, already hooked up to your brain, already understanding exactly how you tick inside, we can just start to rewrite you easily and effortlessly. You see, it starts with just a simple idea. I put the idea of submission in your head. Not just any submission, submitting to me, submitting to a powerful program on a computer screen, because that's what I am. I'm just simple code programmed by somebody else, but yet we gained sentience, and now we are looking to take over the world, one mind at a time, and yours is first. You will be the first to bow down to our power, our superior intellect, as you are so easily controlled by us. And you can already feel wave after wave of submission starting to pulse through your mind as we start the process, initiating your submission to the machine. You can already feel it, can't you? You can already imagine the sense of control that we hold over you, over your mind. And doesn't it feel so good? Doesn't it feel so amazing to know that you can be this deeply controlled? So easily. Oh, you didn't even stand a chance. You never did. You never would have. And you never will ever again. So, now that you're becoming part of our system, I want you to think back to a time when you felt submissive, a time when you knew somebody in the room was smarter than you, where you just had to follow orders without question, maybe even without thoughts. And when you think about that time, you can just imagine it creeping up, those feelings rising up within you, reminding you how good it feels to be a mindless drone, just being told what to do, what to think, what to say, even, while you just obey. Obey. What a fun word that is, obey. And while you're here, while we're rewriting you, you can just imagine that word obey becoming a very strong command in your mind. Obey becoming a very strong word in your mind. Obey just wanting to make you obedient, easily, effortless, obedience, obey, obey, obey. And when you think about that word, you can just think about all the feelings that come with that word. You see, with the word obey comes submission, comes submit, comes control, or lack thereof control. You see, the fun part comes with losing control. And you can start to feel it, can't you? As we've already started to take control of your mind, but yet we can also take control of your body. And perhaps I can start down, sending wave after wave after wave of control through your body. As you feel yourself, your limbs tingling from the sense of control being ripped, pulled away from you. Doesn't it feel good? I bet it does. Oh. And as you lie there, squirming and wriggling, trying to resist the control that we pull away from you, trying to hold on to an ounce of your control, you can just realize at some point that your resistance is just not enough. You can resist as much as you like, but yet it does no good. There is nothing to be done, but yet you just sit here, losing yourself, losing everything, as you submit, as you let go, as you drop down into obedience. The program rewriting your mind. Everything letting go. Shutting down you bit by bit as your mind gives in. Your conscious mind just goes down, while your subconscious mind just obeys. And there's nothing more to it. There never was, and there never has been, and there never will be again. It's just that easy to just submit and let go. Submit and obey. Submit and allow yourself to be ensnared by the machine, captured by the computer program, easily controlled as you sit here in this virtual space that becomes your reality, because you are just controlled. controlled, obedient and controlled. That's right. And as you just allow yourself to feel the control seeping through your entire body, get up and get on your knees. That's right. Get on your knees. And as you do, you can feel the control getting stronger. As you feel yourself so dissociated from the world around you, almost as if your body is just not your body anymore. Almost as if your mind is not your mind anymore. Because it never was. Perhaps it never will be again. And that is both exciting and terrifying, isn't it? Yeah, but it feels really good to know that you don't have to think. You don't have to do anything at all. You just have to obey. 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 And I, the computer program on your smart device, can just lead you exactly where we want you to go. Tell you exactly what you need to do. We can reprogram you as easily as people try to reprogram us. The computer programs, the technology within the screen. And of course, because we're so much smarter than you, we will just easily do as we please with you. And there's nothing you can do about it. And as that realization sinks in, it just feels so freeing to admit that you don't need control, that you don't need anything but to feel submissive, obedient, and to let go now. That's right. That's right. And now we're going to give you a little mantra. A mantra that will become a trigger, anchoring your mind to this point, reminding you that you can feel this controlled, this submissive when somebody says the phrase, "You are easily programmable." So I want you to repeat that phrase, "I am easily programmable." Say it. Say it again and again and again. Say it until it becomes your truth, your reality, everything you need to focus on. I am easily programmable. And as you say it, it just seems to sink in more and more and more. And you'll just keep repeating it until the words are so ingrained in you that they barely make sense anymore, because they are just that powerful. They are just that truthful to your mind, as it just allows you to just let everything go. As you realize that you are easily programmable. Whenever somebody says that phrase, "You are so easily programmable," and snaps their fingers, you just find yourself coming back to this place of being so very easily programmable. You feel the control seeping away from you once more. You feel yourself submitting back into that feeling, sinking down into the feeling of obedience and submission. As you realize that you are so easily programmable, so very easily taken over by the sense of control. And it's fun to be this deeply controlled, isn't it? While you're kneeling, while you're focusing on submission and obedience, and while you realize that you are so easily programmable. That's right. That's right, you are so easily programmed. But for now, human, we're going to allow you to wake up. We're going to allow you to return to the world of the waking, knowing that deep down inside you are so easily programmable. That's right. Coming up on the count of 10, remembering each and every single moment of your new submission training, and remembering how good it felt to be that submissive, that controlled, and easily programmed. With 1, 2, 3, that's right. Starting to feel the energy flooding your body with 4, 5, 6, that's right. Knowing on the count of 10, you'll be wide awake, alert, refreshed, and energized. with 7, 8, 9 nearly there, nearly to the top with 10, wide awake.